That's the theme that we use for our occasional, I might even say random, I love my job segment. Anyway, with spring in the air, there's an extra spring in the step of one of Melbourne's best bon vivants, a man who enjoys the spring racing carnival and knows each one of the regular guests it brings to the Paris end of Collins Street, where he absolutely loves his long-held job as guest relations manager with Sofitel Melbourne on Collins. Admirably filling the role in our occasional I Love My Job segment is Mr. Terence Murphy. Well, Terence Murphy's on the line. He's guest relations manager for Sofitel Melbourne on Collins, to give it its full title. Terence, welcome to Travel Writers Radio.
Thank you, Graham, very much. Pleasure to be invited.
Well, it's good to have you. Now, you've been at Sofitel for quite some time now. I guess I know of you being there at least a dozen years, but how long have you been in the role?
31 years.
31 years. Is that almost as long as the hotel's been there?
3 years short of the age of the hotel.
Okay, because I remember I worked down the road at the Herald, and I remember it being built in the 70s. Yeah. So, of course, it was a different brand then, but it's been Sofitel for so long. And despite the fact that it's not the most recent build in Melbourne, it still ranks up there at the top or close to the top for preference for people who want to stay there, isn't it?
Oh, definitely, definitely. We've been, again, in this position here for 36 years, 37 years, I think.
Right.
And we've managed to retain and maintain a very good, loyal market base. Although we are not as modernly equipped, that's the wrong word to use, isn't it? Although we don't have the same equipment as a lot of other hotels, like a swimming pool and spa, it's our location, it's the style of the building, size of our rooms. I think 99.999% of the place is based on the staff that we employ. And we've managed to stay up the top of the tree for some years.
Mm. Well, I guess I don't need to explain to listeners that the reason we're talking to you is because you love your job. You've just demonstrated that. I think the fact that you've stayed there all that time, but your approach to it. Describe the job for me of a guest relations manager. What does it actually entail?
Well, I could do something very light and fluffy and just say that all I do around here is the hello, darling routine. And
I've seen you do that, actually. I have seen you do that. But I know you do more.
No, I look after a lot of our corporate guests, our VIP guests. Every guest is a VIP, and everybody's deserving the same attention. So we try and emphasise a friendly, welcoming environment here, and that's part of my job. And getting back to that concept of light and fluffy, it is actually about welcoming the people. If they're not greeted with a smile in the driveway, we lose 10% of the value of their opinion of this hotel.
Right.
So aside from just doing a meet and greet and having the occasional drink with the guest, it's about being there and being seen, being really welcoming, and I think putting yourself in the other person's shoes and realising that they like to be treated nicely, as much as I like to be treated nicely, and we respect that.
Mm. Would you say it's a slightly old-fashioned concept these days?
From a personal point of view, absolutely, because I know that I can go into other places, not necessarily in hospitality, but the lack of welcome, and again, the welcome is really important.
Mm.
Even if you just have to say to the guest or the client, look, I'll be with you in a couple of minutes,
yep.
As long as you do that.
Yep.
As long as you're not on the telephone with your head down, or you're doing your fingernails, or you're chatting about last night's TV program, it's that welcome that's so important. Yeah. And I see so many places that don't get that right.
Now, the other bit about you that I think is incredible, and perhaps at this point I should just say that I know you because for a period my daughter-in-law worked directly with you there in guest relations at Sofitel. She still works there in other capacity, and my son started his career there, and he's since moved on to another property in Melbourne, but has great fond thoughts of Accor, and particularly of Sofitel, and the management in Sofitel Melbourne on Collins. So the thing that I noticed about you, I don't know whether you have a photographic memory, but you seem to be able to put a name to a guest the minute they walk in the door. What's the trick there?
Do you know, I've been asked that question a number of times now, and I really don't know the answer.
Do these names come to you?
Yeah, I do say to staff, and I might as well reveal it to the world now, that if I call a guest darling, it's mainly because I've forgotten her name,
right,
but I'll get it in 2 seconds.
Okay.
So I don't call the men guests darling. Please.
Right. What are they? Sir.
Sir, yeah. Yes. Or dear, if you feel like it.
Yeah.
You've got to pick your guests for that one, but I don't know where that ability comes from.
It's an incredible ability, though.
Oh yes, it's definitely a...
People love to be recognised, don't they?
And I don't know whether it's a skill or not, Graham.
I think it is.
I think it might be innate. It might be just something that some people have, that they have almost photographic recall of faces and names, and they can match them.
Right.
I've seen this done by a couple of other people in this town, and it never ceases to amaze me that they do it, and then people say, oh, but Terence, you do the same thing.
Yeah, you do. No, you absolutely do.
I'm quite lucky in that regard.
Tell me, how many guests a year do you think you would actually meet and greet?
Oh, gosh. Well, if you counted on a daily basis, 15, 20 a day, and then multiply that...
Thousands.
Some I spend more time with others because you can gauge very quickly if a guest is ready for a chat or they just want to get on and they've got business to do and they're serious about these things. Mm. And then other guests, you know, some I might spend an hour, hour and a half with, and that's part of the job and that's how you get to know them. And I think it helps to be rather not inquisitive but interested in people. Everybody's got an interest. There's something interesting about everybody.
Right. Do you think that, and part of the reason we do this segment is to try and inspire some of the young school leavers who are thinking about what they're going to do next year, right now, to try and inspire them to look at this whole area that we're interested in, which is obviously hospitality. Do you think that innately the crew that are coming through now are interested in people and want to talk to them, or are they more likely to want to text them or Viber them or do whatever you do on a mobile device?
Well, that's interesting you say that, because I have a belief that there's a generation that now, I look at my nieces and nephews who are 16, 17 and 18, I think, who are more inclined to ring you or speak to you face-to-face and speak to their friends face-to-face rather than rely on things like texting and the internet.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I think that's a positive.
It is.
No disrespect to anybody that really loves technology, but our industry will not survive on people who are not interested in actually talking face-to-face to people.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. And obviously lots of your guests come back time and again. Can you think of a set of guests who might be the most regular back at your hotel?
Yes.
How many times a year would they come?
I have one guest who, since I started this job 16 years ago, has stayed 3 days a week, 48 weeks a year for 16 years.
That's incredible.
Then I have one guest who, if you count up his days, although they're spread out over each year, has had a solid 5 years with us.
Wow. And these are not people who've got nowhere to live.
Oh, no. They come out for major events. When I say they come out, some come from Europe. But I have a regular client who come in from the country every month for a couple of days in Melbourne City. I still get people who live in East Melbourne that come to us.
Right.
Just for a day or two.
Well,
because it's closer to the theatre.
It's a lovely environment too. Terence, now you live in the city and you work in the city. How do you switch off? Or is this a 24/7 commitment that you're engaged in?
I'd like to think that people would see it as 24/7. And I have no problem when I'm on leave. People can ring me anytime. They can ring me on the weekends, nighttime. I don't mind at all. But I also know that I have to have one day a week where I don't talk to anybody, that I can just stay inside, read, watch something on telly, and then inevitably go out for dinner with people and right. still keep on talking. Always going to be a job. Hospitality is not 8 hours a day. It is beyond that.
And is that a big ask for school leavers to look, to say to them, look them in the eye and say, if you want to have a job in hospitality, you've got to be prepared to look beyond the 8 hour day?
I think, Graeme, that's fair enough to say that about any job, though.
Right.
I think that if you want to get ahead, if you want to be somewhere, and I'm really lucky that I've got this job, and I love my job, and I've loved it for as long as I've been here, and I've always understood that, yeah, I do 8 hour days, come in, do that, go home. But in fact, it's much more fun and much better for me if I do beyond that. And it's better for the company, it's better for the guest. And ultimately, and yes, I'm very fond of the company for which I work, but I really love looking after the people.
Graeme Kemlow there speaking with Terence Murphy, Guest Relations Manager at the Sofitel Melbourne on Collins.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.